It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is the Joy Yang Trio. This is the track Parallel Universe from the trio's album Live On. It's a live concert recording featuring original jazz compositions and arrangements of standards. The group describes the album as a journey through time, space, rain, and pain, emerging joyously in a dance that celebrates life. Longtime listeners might remember Yang from previous visits to the 21st Show, most notably her theremin performance live in studio last spring. That said, you will not hear the theremin on this album. Yang herself is on piano, with Mitchell Maftine on upright bass, and Ori Sergel on drums. Yang joins us now live in studio in Urbana. Joy Yang, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be back here again.
Well, it's great to talk with you again. Tell me about the inspiration behind Live On.
This album is a musical project dedicated to the life and memory of my good friend Joshua Bell. He was a pianist as well as a composer and a musician, music educator, who greatly inspired me during my studies here at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned he was a pianist. I feel like because people who are into music might know the name Joshua Bell as a popular violinist since the 1980s. This is somebody else.
Yes.
Tell us more about your Joshua Bell and who he was in life.
Yes, so it's not that Joshua Bell. He was a doctoral jazz piano student here. So we exchanged many ideas, particularly during 2020 when the pandemic hit, about jazz and life and wellness as musicians. So a lot of the compositions that you hear on this album were composed during that time period when we were exchanging our musical ideas and development together.
So talk about your journey to jazz. You were classically trained on piano, right? Have you always had an interest in jazz?
No, actually, because I grew up mostly listening to classical piano and Chinese pop songs, as well as music from all around the world, having grown up in South Africa, China, and Australia. But jazz really only entered my life when I was about 16 and I started studying jazz singing.
And what about on keyboard? When did you start picking that up, I guess, if that's the right way to say it?
I remember I first went to a jazz ensemble in my undergraduate at University of New South Wales, and I saw Alistair Spence play jazz piano, and I started getting really interested, and I started playing in the ensembles. Then I came to University of Illinois, and I had a lesson with a graduate student here, Dmitri Vizuicic, and then I went back. I studied a bit more with Alistair Spence, Satoko Fuji, and when I came back to the U.S., I studied jazz piano with Professor Chip Stevens.
How is it different than classical piano?
I think there are many differences as well as many similarities. So that piece that you just heard right now, Parallel Universe, is one of the favorites on the CD based on audience feedback. And this piece actually explores my curiosities about jazz and classical worlds. It has three sections. What you just heard now was the first section, which is really intense. It has this quarter note motif that just keeps descending. And it's like the working life. It's like there are parallels between the concepts that I have about being as well as jazz and classical. So going back to that in a bit, but this piece uses a 12-tone row, which is often known in classical as a compositional technique. And I arrange these notes into clusters, which form the basis of this composition. And so the first section that you heard is like really intense, it's driven. Then there's this dreamy floating section that's more free, but it's actually comprised of the same elements in the same order, but it's slowed down, and then it's more improvisatory in another sense. And then there's a third section, which is like a waltz, just really brief, that ties it together. So in this piece, it kind of explores the ways I feel how jazz and classical, they both share elements of improvisation. As a pianist in the jazz world, I do get to play with other musicians in a different way compared to chamber ensembles or an orchestral setting. And I guess the ingredients that I use to improvise are the same on the piano, but maybe different vocabulary and styles and languages.
Talk about, you mentioned improvisation. That's obviously so essential to jazz in our understanding of jazz. How does that fit into the world of classical music as well?
Well, one of my favorite classical composers is Bach, who I've performed a lot during my time here. And studying his music is just endlessly deep. And a lot of classical composers use improvisation in their daily life to write music. It was just a way of living and of surviving. They were writing so much music all the time. So for me, I really explored that in my process too, where I explored the process of just improvising and recording music, as well as notating it in a more formal sense.
All right, so let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking with Joy Yang, who has, it was actually late last year, released an album called Live On under the Joy Yang Trio. We're going to hear another excerpt from that album in a moment. But first, I want to ask you about your collaborators, your partners, Mitchell Mafteen and Ori Sergel. Tell me about them and how this came to be.
This was a really organic partnership. We met in my study abroad semester here. That's how I met Mitch Mafteen. And Ori, we met when I came back in 2018. And we'd been playing in combos in our degrees together. And I remember the first time I brought in one of my compositions and the way that we played it as a group, I just felt like they brought this piece a new life. It was a different piece that's not on this album. And that's when I thought, wow, we should play more together as a trio. And I heard them play in a trio with another pianist before, and I already saw the chemistry in that group. So that's how this trio came to be.
How is it different locking in with two people, right? And the bass and the drums and your left hand have to be so tight together, or maybe not, depending on the piece, I guess. But how that's different from, you know, you and a conductor and, you know, maybe 80 or more musicians, you know, arrayed behind you on a stage.
I think growing up in a very kind of strict, rigid classical setting and with all this memorization and all these pages and notes and transitioning into a world of jazz where I get to play jazz standards and other people's compositions and arrangements and even having my own creative freedom to write the music that I hear that bridges different worlds, I think one big difference is playing with jazz collaborators, we each have our own voice and we can shape the composition together. The way I approached this album was very collaborative. I opened up to their ideas and everything was adjustable. And also it really taught me to just calm down and relax and trust my collaborators. And I felt so much freedom in knowing that we can be honest with each other and just give direct feedback about what we think about the process.
All right, we've got to hear another track. This one is called Can You See Me? It's spelled like people are text messaging. Can you, the letter U, C, and M3. Do you want to set that up at all before we listen?
Sure. So I really am inspired by visual arts, and a lot of my compositions actually are accompanied with drawings. If you look closely in the album design, which you can purchase on my website as a hard copy, it actually, Al Brantner, the graphic designer, has included the original scores. And so there's a picture of this window with an eye. So Can You See Me is kind of like about perception, looking out and looking in, like, can you know, the feeling of being seen. Like, we explore a lot of identity in our group and in the pieces. And it's, can you see me? Can I see you?
Yeah, there's a blurb in there. The window and eye into the soul, looking out or looking in. The curtains of your eyelids, can you see me? All right, let's listen. Thank you. So again, this is Can You See Me by the Joy Yang Trio. We're speaking with Joy Yang. She's live in our Urbana studio. As people can hear, this was recorded live. Talk about performing these songs in front of an audience.
Thank you, Brian. It was so special, and I'm so excited that Asian Improv Records has decided to document this on their label, featuring our live Urbana Champaign audience. This was at my doctoral recital and my Doctor of Musical Arts in Jazz Piano Performance at the Smith Memorial Hall, Room 25. And that's where Josh and I had first met in 2019. And it's also performed on the piano where I saw him play for the last time.
Is it different? I'm trying to remember Room 25. Is that the big concert hall in Smith?
That's the one in the basement.
It's in the basement. Okay. I'm trying to imagine what is it like in sort of this, you know, a doctoral dissertation setting versus being at, you know, the Green Mill in Chicago, which, you know, at one time was a smoke-filled bar and is maybe not allowed to smoke there anymore. But, you know, it has that jazz bar vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm always interested in exploring the boundaries between places and spaces. So really, a space is what we transform and make it to be. I mean, we were still looking glamorous and the audience was so excited. It was a standing ovation and, you know, there's just so much great energy in this room. And for me, this project was just a moment of closure, both performing it and putting it out as a record. It's a way to really remember the amazing musician Josh was and the impact that he's had on my life and so many others here.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time together. What are you working on next?
Right now, I'm working on my next two records, which are totally in a different direction. And I can share a little bit. One of them is more of a solo piano focus, as that is currently what I'm mostly focusing on, and main corporate elements of theremin. But since this record, I have been performing solo piano in lots of different genres. And the other record is completely different. And I'll just give you a little clue. It's got more of a dance focus to it.
Very nice. Well, let us go out today on one other track from the album, Live On, from the Joy Yang Trio. Joy Yang is a theremin performer and a pianist. Her jazz record, again, came out late last year. It's called Live On. You can find links where to buy that on her website, joyyangmusic.com, or on the Bandcamp app or website. Just search for Joy Yang. You can also catch her on our sister Illinois public media program, Prairie Fire, later this year. Joy Yang, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your music with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Again, this last piece is called Dance. Live On ends with dance, as we said earlier. We're going to hear that. That is all the time we have for our show today. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.